Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Always turn to you first on the book bag because you have so many interesting observations.
Well, as I said last week, it's summer, and that means the summer reading list, and I'm trying to avoid the light and breezy books that most of the summer lists consist of. Last week, I suggested that you read Frankenstein and discover a real gem that got ruined by movies. Let me suggest another book that isn't not like Frankenstein at all. It's a book that used to be, along with the Bible, in almost every household in America, if anybody in that household could read. And that second book, second only to the Bible, was John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Have you ever read Pilgrim's Progress?
No, I never have read that book.
You would be surprised at how lively and English and rough and great the characters in that book are. It's supposed to be a book about Pilgrim's Progress from this world to the next, but it is full of just wonderful English characters, earthy and crude and lively and true. It is really worth a read. Another book that almost everybody has heard about, nobody has read. And it's got one of the great last lines, I think, of any book. And the last line of Pilgrim's Progress is, "And all the trumpets sounded for him on the other side," as he reaches the river.
Very good. I have something that I've not read but caught my attention, The Right Wrong Man by Lawrence Douglas. It's the story of John Demjanjuk's 32-year ordeal. The book is out now, and I've been reading reviews of it. John Demjanjuk was a Ukrainian fellow who was captured by the Nazis, given an opportunity to become an auxiliary, and wound up as a guard at a camp where Jews were being exterminated. And when they discovered him in Cleveland, he is one of many Nazi Germans who have been settled in the United States and were leading ordinary lives. Well, they discovered he was here. He was denaturalized and deported. And then they sent him back. He went through trials, a couple of trials in this country, in Israel, and a couple in Germany. And he was exonerated. In Israel, he was found guilty, but then they discovered all the eyewitnesses had the wrong guy. He was the wrong Ivan the Terrible. So he got back in this country, was naturalized again, then was deported again. And finally, he was convicted 32 years later when he was returned to Munich in 2009. The irony is that many of the people of that prison, including the guy in charge, were acquitted. But I think the publicity that attended his several trials was such that they finally convicted him. And indeed, I suppose you could convict everyone involved in that, but the fact is, Demjanjuk was one of the few who was finally convicted. But it is a long, long...
So infirm he could barely get into court.
That's right.
Yeah.
But the whole story is told in exhaustive length by Lawrence Douglas in The Right Wrong Man. Because in the beginning, they accused him of being the infamous Ivan the Terrible that all the inmates remembered. But in fact, they did have the wrong Ivan. However, later on, he was brought back and convicted of being one of the many prison guards. An interesting book, The Right Wrong Man. And it's an interesting program today with our teacher of writing.
Yes, she sounds like I would like to take a course from her.
Well, that's because you like to suffer.
Yes.
Well, that's it. You suffered long enough. Roland, I'll be back next week. Join us again for the next Scribble.